And when I got up this morning, here's the really weird thing. The world was still moving.
Family man. Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Well, we are back in the saddle again, Scott. It's been a couple weeks.
I know.
I don't even know what you've been doing for the last 3 weeks. I mean, I assume you've been replaying some of those golden nuggets that we've created over the decades.
I think I did. I'm trying to remember what I played this week or last week, but I don't know.
It is a terrible realization. I mean, I was having a conversation with the dad and he mentioned something and I'm like, boy, that is not ringing a bell, you know, or like, hey, we talked about this and we're ready to do. And I'm like, oh man. And that is a really, really bad feeling. Like, did we ever confirm that? So we are back from Florida, and we had the fall loop and we ended up in Florida for about a week. We had an amazing time with our family. The weather was warm and then we came back and it was stinking cold. We got back on Thursday really late night, and on Sunday it snowed here, Scott.
Ooh.
Snowed. Now I'm not calling it the official first snow because it wasn't anything to write home about, but I was about, I don't know, a half hour from home. And I mean, it really was coming down, not in big flakes, but in that kind of blown across the road kind of thing. It was, and I'm like pounding my head on the steering wheel thinking, why do we live here? So anyway, but we had a great time out on the road. Crossed off number 291 unique Walmart stays. You remember that day where we were at 200? The last 91 were a lot harder, I'll tell you, because for one, we're not out as often and you can't count the duplicates. So, I mean, we stayed in many that we've stayed in before, but so I was excited about that. I'm even thinking about how to pick number 300. If we should like contact a bunch of Walmarts and have them bid on having, you know, like a gathering, like a party, wouldn't that be good?
That would be cool. Is there a Walmart in Hawaii?
There are two in Hawaii. I've been to both of them. Well, no, they're different islands, but Oahu has one and I've been to that one. But I didn't get a count it cause I didn't spend the night in the parking lot.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. We could all go over there and just, you know, take our sleeping
bags.
That
is true. That is true. We could do that.
It'd be hard to get the RV there, but
it would be really hard. Probably a little cost prohibitive. But I was thinking when I was there, I thought, man, this would be a great place to rent RVs because there's like no RVs and you can camp for free on the beach. Why not, you know, take your little camper and do that, something like that.
Kind of hard to get from island to island, though. But
yeah, that's true. That's true. But while we're out on the road, you know.
What are you swishing? Is that you have your coat on or something?
I do. I have my coat on, even though it's kind of warm. Maybe I should take it off. I'll unzip it. it's warm here now. It was cold, but this week's been nice. Supposed to be, I think, 70 by the end of the week. And so that's exciting.
Quit your fussing.
I know. I won't complain for long. But while we were out on the road, we saw lots of good family men that we knew in the past. Had dinner with Jimmy Buchillin and his wife, Kim. It's been kind of a regular. We met a lot of other family men out there. It was just super, super cool. And one of the things, if you're looking for a good church and you're down in Florida and you're in that South Florida area, we speak each year at Calvary Jupiter in Jupiter. And I'll tell you, it's an amazing church. I don't know. Is your church back to normal, Scott?
No. They take our temperature and make us wear masks, and I'm about ready to lose it every Sunday.
Well, you know, this Calvary Jupiter, since May, and we interviewed the pastor, Dan Plourde, on our show. I think he's been on twice. They have been open. I mean, no mask, no nothing. They've even been contacted by the state, like with legal things, and they said, hey, you made a religious exemption, we're taking it. Talk to our lawyer, and they haven't been bothered. But it was so awesome. In fact, their church has grown by 30% because people, they didn't anticipate it, but people like you have let, you know, said, I'm tired of doing this. We're going to go here. And it felt so good. I mean, it was really healthy. It was good for the, you know, the body of Christ, for the body, just the body. So it was awesome. And just an encouragement, maybe to pastors who might be listening. You know, I think your people want you to lead and not take the safe route. You know, I was talking to Dan, the pastor, and he said, you know, we just decided if we did the mask, we were going to disappoint a lot of people. If we did the not mask, we were going to disappoint a lot of people. So we just said, we're open. You come and do what you feel comfortable with. He said, some people, you know, have stayed home, haven't been back. We hope to see them after it's all over. But the vast majority have come. Some there, I saw a few masks. They had like an overflow room, but it was just amazing. Again, if you want more information, if you're a pastor or a church leader, and I can put you in contact with them. But it was, I tell you, I think they're doing it right. I think they're doing it right. Yeah. But this week, today, Scott, when this comes out, I'm going to be in the dental chair.
Ooh.
This is a big dental day for me on Thursday. This is Wednesday as we record it. And I'm going to be, they're going to try to picture me, Scott, or picture your own mouth. If you would like, reach up and touch your right incisor. You know what that is? Or I think it's a bicuspid, isn't it?
I don't know what's what anymore.
Okay. But you know what an incisor is? Your canine. It looks like a,
yeah.
You know, you touch that one and then you move over five teeth, and then go back one tooth. They're going to take out all those teeth of my mouth. Because right now I have, and I probably shared it in the past, and I did on the email. When I was in this car wreck 26 years ago, I knocked out a couple teeth. And the way they fixed it is they put a bridge, you know. They basically grind down a tooth on each side and put a crown on it, and then they put two fake teeth in between. Well, one of the legs is broken, and it's been broken for about a year. And even now my teeth feel a little loose in my mouth. And tomorrow, I don't even like to think about it. They're going to take them all out. And they're going to pull a tooth, which doesn't sound super fun. And then they're going to put in a bigger bridge, which they think is the best way to go as opposed to implants. So they said two appointments. I go in tomorrow for 2.5 hours, which I think that's probably, you know, they're being generous. And then I come back in a couple months and they take off those other ones, and they put in some brand new ones that are going to be super permanent. These are going to be kind of temporary permanent. You know, they kind of glue them on, and they are supposed to be. But he said you'll walk out with a full set of teeth, or you'll walk out kind of looking like you do now, which is a little troubling to me. But because the thing is, you know, when you get like you got your foot cut off and they gave you an artificial foot, nobody like stares at your foot when you walk up to them. But when you tell people you had your teeth redone, they look right at your teeth. So that's a little discomforting. So did you watch the presidential election returns last night?
Yep. And it's like 2000 all over again. And no, I knew the moment they said something about Pennsylvania, and I was like, uh-oh, they're trying to be Florida in 2000.
Yeah,
they want to be that state where they.
I don't know why a state and
3 months.
Why would they quit counting the votes?
Yeah,
like at 10 o'clock.
Because they want to be the 2000 Florida state.
I mean, it just feels like, you know, how can we send some National Guard in there or something? I just don't know.
I mean, he's in Pennsylvania.
Oh yes, yeah. We should talk to him. See what he can do about this, Scott.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got tired at about 11 o'clock. I went to bed and everybody else stayed up till 1:30 or 2 watching them. And when I got up this morning, here's the really weird thing. The world was still moving. You know, it just was like nothing happened. I couldn't get on the computer. I didn't get on the television. And it just felt like every other day. And I just wonder if maybe that's part of that. make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. You know, that we just kind of not keep our nose out of things, but we take care of the things that are important and leave those other things to God, because we cast our vote. There's nothing we can do about it. And God's still on the throne and he's going to do what he's going to do. I got an email from David yesterday, and he said, you know, Todd, my pastor tells me God's in control. Other speakers tell me God's in control, but I still feel like we're losing control. He goes, I know I need to believe that, but it's so hard. He goes, I feel like I need to, you know, get my Rambo guns and put on my Rambo face paint. But he goes, I don't want to be that way. And I know, Dad, maybe you feel the same way. But, you know, I think our kids are kind of watching us, because I know some people could be kind of not doom and gloom, because I think there's reason to feel some of that or to think some of that, because logically, you know, if things go certain ways, it could be hard on the family. I checked one Facebook post, and they lived out in Washington, and they said they were just devastated that the governor was reelected and that one of the referendums that was crummy was kept in place. They were trying to recall it and it was kept in place, and they just didn't know what to do. But, you know, I just go back to, you know, God's on the throne. He's got a plan. And my job, your job, Dad, is to be the dad, be the husband. I mean, we're to love our wives and to lead our families, and no matter who is in the White House. And, you know, that's what the show's about. That's what we will do. So on more important note, news, Scott, and then I'm going to ask you about you. So this is your preparation time. my wife and I went on a date last night, and I'll tell you, it was really, really good. We did a little Christmas shopping, you know, kind of that pre-Christmas shop. And I know it was encouraging to my wife. And I'll tell you, if you haven't been on a date in a while, you need to. I know, again, we've talked in the past, sometimes men, we don't see the necessity. Maybe because we think we don't have the money, we don't have the time. And I'll tell you, it's hard to squeeze it in. It is, especially as your kids get older, it is harder to squeeze it in. But I can tell a huge difference in my wife, because she feels connected to me. I mean, we just spent, you know, a week in Florida. And even in that busyness, she didn't feel as connected as she did last night, just by being together, by eating just alone and working on a task together, like trying to find a present for one of our kids. And it was just really good, really good. So, Dad, I'm just going to encourage you again, no matter who becomes president, make sure you, maybe even this weekend or this week or, you know, in the next 7 days, plan to spend some time with your wife. You know, to ask her first and say, hey, would there be a night this week that maybe we could just go out and, you know, see what happens after that. So there you go. So Scott, how have you been for the last 3 weeks? You had a 50th birthday. How did that go?
Has it been that long?
Yes, it has.
Holy moly.
Yeah, I left and then you had a birthday.
Who are you? My birthday was good. It was actually a lot of fun. My kids and my wife all got together and bought me a guitar I've been looking for a while. So that was awesome. And I've been using it, working on a big project for me. I'm working on a Christmas album.
Oh yeah?
Yes, indeed.
So, you know, I mean, and I know you have a pretty good command of the Christmas movie knowledge, but why Christmas? I mean, I know it's coming up and that makes sense, but.
Well, I've always wanted to do a Christmas album. I've been working on music this year. I think I might've mentioned this before. I've been trying to get some music that can be used in like commercials and movie trailers and stuff like that and break into that business. But apparently I picked a really good year to do that, because, you know, every other musician on the planet is out of work right now. So
they're all
trying to break into that industry too. And
because
they're not touring or anything. So it's not the easiest thing to get into there. So, that plus I've always wanted to do a Christmas album. And, so it's going to be instrumental. I might do one vocal track or two, but so far it's all instrumental, guitar focused, kind of like a surf oriented guitar Christmas album, you know?
Well, now I'm not going to pretend like I don't have any knowledge of this, because I just, this morning you sent me a little snippet and you asked about it. And so why don't we give people a little sample of what you're talking about?
Alrighty.
So it does kind of have kind of a surfy, that sound. Are we breaking any copyrights by doing this, by you playing this, by the way?
No, these are all songs that are two reasons. One, because they're all in the public domain, because they're old Christmas carols, and I'm doing my own arrangements, so I'm not stealing anybody else's arrangements. And also, I love old Christmas carols, so, you know, I can't do white Christmas.
So tell us about, you know, because being a non-musician, I mean, it sounds like a lot of people are different playing. Are those all you?
That's all me, man.
Wow.
No, I kind of cheat a little bit, which is just the way you do things nowadays with the drums. And but I'm choosing which drum parts. And actually, at least one of those three songs I've done, I programmed in the drum sounds. I wasn't using somebody else's loops or anything. But anyway, but all the other stuff is all me, too. So
that's very cool. And you just mentioned to me that they can't get a hold of it yet, but they can soon, right?
Yes. Now, I don't have the website up yet, but I'm going to have a page up where you can go and say, yes, I want to order this when it's ready. So I will get that up very soon, and I'll tell you about it next week, probably.
Okay. Well, we may have to talk about this in the coming weeks.
It will make your Yuletide special and wonderful like it never has been before.
Yes, that's cool. And which is a good lead in because yesterday we made it available and put it on our website, the 2021 UDAD Daily Calendar. In fact, sitting next to me, I have 37 boxes full of them. So if you'd like to get your UDAD Daily Calendar, I know we had a couple dads yesterday who bought a whole bunch of them, I think 50 of them. But if you'd like to do the same for the dads on your list, maybe the guys in your office, because again, it's pretty tame. I know lots of dads give them to guys in their office. Even though, you know, it does have some Bible references, it feels pretty manageable. I've got like a whole bunch of ladies coming in on my podcast. What is the deal? This is Rissa and Carolyn's mother-in-law and Dottie Shang, who, and they're like coming over here.
I'm actually Rissa and Carolyn's mother.
Mother, that my is true. I am. That's true. I know that. I know that. Well, who are you looking for?
Ike, because he's fixing a phone.
He's upstairs. Okay. Do you think, like, Dan Rather ever had this happen to him? Or, you know,
I don't think Dr. Dobson ever had this happen.
Exactly. That's okay.
We can handle it though. We're professionals.
We are professionals. Yeah, that's right. I don't even know what we're talking about. Oh, so you get your UDAD Daily Calendar, but it's pretty tame for the dads on your list. But I'll tell you, I don't know what it is, Scott. Maybe I just stumbled upon this little formula. But lots and lots of dads request it every year. Their wives say, you know, I got my husband one. I thought I've gotten it for him for 6 years in a row. And I thought surely he'd like something else. So I got him like a Far Side calendar. And my husband looked at him like, you're kidding me, right? You know, and it's just those little tips. And I've got one sitting on my desk and I don't see it every day because, you know, I'm gone. But there are good reminders of what I want to do. And I just need someone to remind me that day. So if you want a good Christmas gift, you can let your wife know you'd like to get one. But as we have done in the past, you know, where we only order a certain amount because after it's over, they ain't much use anymore. So if you want yours.
That's not true. I use mine
as a scratch
pad. Yeah. Yeah. And I'll read.
Oh, really?
My son reads it like a comic book. He'll just pick up an old calendar and start flipping through them, reading the cartoons and stuff.
That's They're almost awesome, sad, man. You That's almost them. Sad.
You can use
Daddy,
them for years.
Can I look at your old calendar?
Well,
or Dad, can I play catch? No, here's an old calendar. Look at it. No, but I do get dads every year. I don't know why it is, you know, like, cause, and I'm apologizing already because, you know, the next, from now until Christmas is our biggest internet sales time. And really, you know, this year, especially when we have no other income coming in or very little, we need those sales. So I hope I don't get tiresome, but I will, you know, say this every week. But every year, like around January the 15th, some dads say, Todd, am I too late to order my calendars? And I'm like, yes, I've warned you all year or the last 2 months. So be there or be square. So anyway,
yeah.
Well, I think we still have a few more minutes, but today's my last day of homeschool co-op. So I got to go do some games here in just a little bit. But Dad, I hope you're staying encouraged. I know sometimes it's easy not to be encouraged, but you have so much to be thankful for. And even as I stand up and speak, and I'll tell you, it was kind of weird because the crowds were small. They were COVID tiny. And normally, you know, we would go to a group and one in the fall and I say, hey, I'm going to be there. And, you know, they have some on Tuesday night and there'll be somewhere between 50 and 100 people. I had two groups that only had 8, you know, which is sometimes difficult, but it was still encouraging. And what's encouraging to me is that, you know, these moms and dads are in the same place as we are. They're concerned about their little kids, they're concerned about their big kids, and are they making the right choices? And what do I do as a dad? And, you know, my wife is not feeling very loved and loving. And, you know, what do I do as a husband? And I don't always have very good answers, but I want them to know. And I want you to know that we're all in the same boat together. So anyway, well, I hear this like rumble of voices above me. I'm going to use that as my, and they're coming down the stairs now. I've got to quit real quick soon here. So I'm just going to say, Dad, have a great weekend. If you remember to pray for my teeth today because they're coming out. And have a great weekend. And do it because, say it, you to Dad, ladies. Say it.
High five.
No, you to Dad.
You to Dad. Woo!
There you go.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week.
Goodbye, everybody.
Epic.